Tuesday. We will have today a practical experiment on empathy, but more about this later. And today I am very moved because a dear friend of mine died. He left behind him a twin brother. I saw today the recordings of the funeral ceremony and saw how his twin brother was really shaken when, according to the tradition, he was giving the fire to the funeral pyre where the body of his dead brother was being cremated. It took place at the banks of the Mother Ganga. See, my friend was for 50 years a priest in a very well-visited temple. Therefore, he was beloved in India, but also in Europe, America, South America, everywhere. When he was only a few days before his end, he was in joyful spirit. But when he was asked how he was physically feeling, he said, "Breathing is very difficult. Breathing is painful." He was a COVID-19 patient. I receive often phone calls these days or messages where I hear the same thing of those who are suffering from COVID. Breathing is very difficult and it seems to never be enough. If we want to be compassionate to people, it is important to feel what the other feels so that we can be really there, that we can be present, that we can be involved, not entangled, but emotionally engaged. And from such compassion, which arises out of empathy, real and efficient compassionate acts come. To feel what the other feels, that is called empathy. And it is, so to say, the fundament of the house of compassion. I would like to now help you to enter this mood by a simple but effective exercise, an experiment. And I really think if you all participate in this and do as you're guided to do, you will actually be able to enter deeply into empathy and compassion. So please sit straight, take a deep inhale, and then hold your breath. At this moment, I think for most of you it's still a surprising and pleasant exercise. But as I continue to talk, you will begin to feel what it feels For people who say, I can't breathe, breathing is painful, it doesn't ever seem to be enough. Don't kill yourself, but if you can hold on more, I think it's not possible for many of you, but then you can finally breathe out and breathe in again. Could you feel if you would actually not be able to continue breathing, how it would be like? Could you feel that maybe you would get a sense of panic, a sense of great struggle, a sense of anxiety, and finally you would know, if I would not breathe at all again, then this could be the end. Don't worry, when you stop breathing you will, and hold the breath, you will eventually, if you're very determined, faint, and then you will anyways start breathing again. I have not yet heard of people who can willingly choke themselves like this, you know, without external intervention to death. Let's not pursue this line of thought. My point here is, feeling for another. After the meditation and after the kirtan, I will give you 5 points that will make it very easy for you. But before we start to meditate, I would like to share one of my most favorite memories which I have of my friend. Because in this memory, he was empathetic towards me, and I could feel his compassion, and it helped me. One of the last times where I saw him was before a surgery. I was in India. I had been with the two twin brothers, and I was now leaving India, and those who manage a little bit my home base had made an appointment for a surgery. I was very afraid to tell you the truth, because the surgery before had almost ended with my death. I got an infection after it. It's called sepsis, and was really this close from dying. So I was a little worried what will happen. And I told my friend Pankajangri, see, I'm going to a surgery after I leave India. It's unavoidable. So he said, I see you tomorrow. And the next day, he came with a present. He said, you must know, God has 2 types of mercy. One is the sharp mercy, the cutting mercy, and the other is the sweet. But both types of mercy, even the sharp, which is something like a surgery, which that is necessary to cure us from a bad illusion, which is necessary to wake us up so that we can change our habits, Even the sharp mercy is beneficial. And then he smiled and he gave me this present. I have kept it close. It is on my altar. What it is inside is the nakka of the Lord Nrisimhadev. It's a precious item which he had from his worship on the altar. He had taken it from the altar, the nakka. It is inside of here. And whenever I think that something will be very difficult for me in my life, something which is slightly cutting, something which is like a surgery, I look at this item and I remember his wise words. The Lord has two types of mercy. The sweet and the sharp mercy. But both of them are equally beneficial. It helped me at that moment to overcome my anxiety. He had spoken out of empathy, feeling what I would feel. And when I was lying on that bed, which is rolled into the surgeon's theater, the operation theater, I was smiling. I had this item with me and I thought, yes, whatever happens now, that will be another form of grace, another form of mercy. And in this way, I went with a smile. I don't think through the surgery, because I was, anesthetized. But the surgeon said, and the people who did the injection thing and the IVs, they said, "You're smiling. Why do you smile?" "Yes, I have an item here." "Oh," they said, "you can't take it inside the surgeon's theater. So, but we will keep it for you at a special place." And I was smiling because I took it with me in my heart. Everything is the mercy of the Lord. That helped me at that moment. So, now it's time to be practical. I want to guide you in a compassion meditation. How did it feel when you stopped breathing? I hope everyone has good memories and has not overdone it. Now we will just meditate. Let's meditate. After this meditation, I will sing with you and go Krishna a beautiful kirtan, and then I will say some concluding words where I will give you some hints how you can bring the compassion into the practical daily life and act compassionately. You will see there are a few suggestions which are, I think, suitable for each one of you. Good. Sit straight in a comfortable position. Relax your body part by part. Start at the feet. Go up to your knees. Your hip bones and relax. Go up your spine and relax. relax the back, the chest, the abdomen, relax. Both of your shoulders and arms and hands, relax. Some of you can relax the shoulders a little bit more. Let them fall. Yes. The neck and the back of your head. Relax. Top of your head and forehead. Relax. The eyes. And inside of your mouth, relax. Imagine a thin thread is tied to the top of your head and gently pulled upwards so that you sit straight. Roll back your shoulders. And relax. Bring your attention now to your breathing. Inhale and exhale mindfully. And notice the pleasant sensation of actually being able to breathe. Not done so already, gently close your eyes now. Continue to breathe naturally and gently, and remain aware of each inhalation and each exhalation. Let us do this for a few breaths. Direct your attention now to your heart. Draw in the breath and think it is going through the nose and the air pipe right to your heart. Deeper knowing. It's the place of love, kindness, and compassion. Connect with these feelings. Love, kindness, and compassion. Connect with these feelings that are full of warmth and even light. Now think of someone you care about, a child, a friend or partner, who may be experiencing a challenge. As you think of them, feel affection and care arise in your heart. See how you naturally wish to offer help and support. Consciously wish them well so that they will find inner peace and strength and take refuge in the divine. Stay with the experience of those positive emotions, such as care and affection. Next, think of a person you have more neutral feelings. Maybe a neighbor, a colleague, a distant relative. See yourself in them. Just like you, they have been suffering and are looking for happiness. Just like you, they have known sadness and despair and are looking for relief. Just like you, they are learning in life. Consciously wish well for them too. Wish them well and observe how the feelings of goodwill and care rise within. There may be people you feel need care at this moment. Maybe other people who you know require support, help. Each of us on this planet needs something. Some people more, other people less. Wish all beings well while contemplating these timeless blessings. May all be happy. May everyone be free of disease. May everyone be able to see good. May there be no distress for anyone. Stay in this space for a while. Observe these good feelings of compassion, care and kindness within you. Let those feelings sink in a little bit more into every cell of your body. and finally see yourself emanating these feelings of love, care, compassion and good wishes in all directions. Sing a little bit, and then we will hear some good suggestions that help us to act with compassion. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
thank you very much for singing along with us, and I would like to leave you with something very deep, some practical actions that you might like to do that spring out of a sense of empathy and compassion. I was listening the other day to a speaker in a very nice program who described that when we access these feelings of compassion, the natural result is that our heart widens. And he also had some scientific data, which I cannot really repeat at this moment, where he showed that so many personal benefits come. Some hormones are moving and so on and so forth. But I don't wish to go today to this place. I just want to say is that if you are able to act from a place of compassion, that's really, really the most noblest of all feelings. Here are some things which you could do to act compassionately. First of all, listen to someone attentively. It's like active listening. Just give them an ear. Just allow that they feel comfortable to tell you what is inside of them. That is often a great act of compassion that relieves others. Then the second is do something practical to help another. Maybe just invite them for a dinner or bring something over to another person. Then the third is help to solve a difficult situation. I find out in my own life that when I'm called upon and when I'm actually able to help someone solve a difficult situation by giving a perspective, by giving some support, by using whatever little contacts I have, saying, why don't you ask this person, and so on. This is very, very helpful. Then the fourth, give support, physical, emotional, financial if you can, and in practical ways. And the last one, which is the most simple one, which every one of us can do, just refrain from judging people. That is so much against compassion. No? And wish them sincerely well. So these are some ideas how you can practice compassion. I will soon hope to publish a book called Inner Stillness, and you will find these suggestions there. Try to bring compassion into your daily life. I wish you all the best and see you for next Compassion Tuesday.